This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, we'll hear about suits that rock. But first,
let's do a little rapid fire question round, huh? That'll be fun.
Okay, do you want me to ask you a question or?
What's your favorite music?
I really enjoy the music of Bach or like anything that has like an organ.
What's your favorite movie?
I really like the one where the train comes right at you. It's like, scares me every time.
How old are you?
I'm 124.
How do you usually sleep? Is it more on your side or more on your back?
Whenever I come home, I'm always just dead tired and I flop right down.
And where do you sleep? Is it a bed or a futon or maybe something more enclosed?
Kind of a personal question, don't you think?
Are you a vampire?
No, yes.
Unbelievable. I'm on a date with a vampire.
Filmmakers from all over the Cincinnati area competed last weekend to see who could make the best short film in only 48 hours. Premiere screenings of those films are going to be held June 7th at Thompson House, and the winner is going to go up against movies from around the world. And joining us to explain the whirlwind process involved in creating a movie from writing and casting to filming and editing in a single weekend are Doug Ziegler, director of Queen City Improv Players and 48-Hour Film Project Team, QCIP, Maki Dapp, writer and director of Paper Ghost Pictures, winner of the 2014 Nashville 48-Hour Film Project that was selected among the top 10 internationally to screen in the Cannes Film Festival. And later we'll be joined by Kat Steele, who's the executive director of the Cincinnati Film Festival and producer of the Cincinnati 48-Hour Film Project. And Doug and Maki, good to talk to you this afternoon.
You too, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Doug, that was your clip, wasn't it? I mean, that was your creation.
And our teams.
Team.
And that actually, I thought we had a prior year. That's actually this year's. So that was a little preview for Sunday.
Well, tell us about that whole, what were we hearing? It was funny.
Sure. Actually, the big shout out, the two actors were Micah Taylor and Amber Copeland. They were our leads for this year's show, this year's film. And we actually had a small team this year. We only had five on our team for QCIP. I was lucky enough to work with Micah, who is our director for the year. He also edited. He was actually the winning director last year. His film won the Best of Cincinnati for the 48. And so I met him through that last year, and we had the opportunity to work together for this year's. And it was a fantastic experience, but it is a unique experience.
It's an interesting competition. Maki, what is the whole process like? I mean, what goes into creating a film in just 48 hours? Are the teams drinking lots of coffee and energy drinks?
Oh, it is. It is very insane. And I've done it 7 times now. And for whatever reason, every year we try to up the ante. And we had 35 people on our team this past year. And I actually envy Doug having 5 people because it's like herding cats, sleep deprived cats with sometimes with anger issues and sometimes with prying but it's so much fun. It's an unbelievable amount of fun.
Now, so everyone gets the same set of elements, Doug. Is that right? At the beginning of the competition, you're told this is what you can do. And
yeah, absolutely. The unique aspect is, every team gets the same 3 elements, a character with an attribute, a prop, and a line of dialogue that you all have to use in your film. The big thing that separates is every film gets to pick their own genre, literally out of a hat. And then the rest is up to you, and that starts 7 p.m. Friday evening. And the process goes from there.
Can you give away the elements that you were
given? For this year, absolutely. So our elements, we had a character, and they started doing a male or female option. So it was either Seth or Sarah Beth Kapersky. And this year's attribute was actually a little different because usually it's a job, like a vice president or a retired athlete. This year it was a hypochondriac. Yeah, so that one took everybody aback. We actually asked questions when we found that out. The prop was a bicycle part, a part of a bicycle. And the line of dialogue this year was, how did you do that? So that those elements have to be included into every single film, and they have to be well represented. Something like the hypochondriac, it has to be very evident that the character is a hypochondriac or it's mentioned some way, it has to come out.
Maki, what is it like to work with those parameters? Does it make it easier to have those elements laid out in front of you, or does that make it tougher to pull this off in such a short amount of time?
Well, I think one of the main reasons they put it in there is to keep people from, you know, filming stuff early, because it keeps you honest. I like the restrictions sometimes, and our approach is we make sure we get it in there, but we don't let it dictate how we make a film. We just want to make a good film, but make sure we still play by the rules. And so, yeah, it's the genre is always the most difficult, because it's, you know, you have 13 to choose from a lot of the times, depending on the city. And then if you don't like those, sometimes they let you do a wild card, and those are even more outrageous.
Yeah, and that's important to remember, isn't it, Doug? I mean, this isn't just a Cincinnati competition. This is going on all around the country. Mikey, I think in your case, you go to Nashville to compete, right?
Correct, yeah. But we do have several Cincinnati people that usually come and compete with us.
Yeah. For instance, it's actually an international competition.
Wow.
This past weekend, there were 6 cities across the world that were competing. And it's the local competitions take place over a series of weeks. And then it goes on for national. But the great thing is, this weekend, there were actually 32 teams in Cincinnati competing.
Is that a lot for Cincinnati?
It's a really good number. It had been a little bit lower the last couple of years, but we're starting to come back up. And the nice thing is this weekend they're all going to see their world premiere on Sunday at the Thompson House. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, you can join our conversation about the Cincinnati 48-Hour Film Project by calling 513-419-7100. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Now, I think Mott Key used the word insane. And in describing the process, is that how you would describe this?
It really can be. I mean, because you have to be slightly insane to want to create and produce a film within 48 hours. And it's not even so much 48 hours, because the way it's mapped out is, and I'm sure Maki has a similar structure, Friday night is your creative process. You are there with your team. Once you get your genre and your elements and you're brainstorming, you're writing, you're building this movie. And keep in mind, this isn't a feature length of 90 or 120 minutes. This movie has to be less than 8 minutes. But you still have to create a fully fleshed out film. And then you're setting your shot schedule, and Saturday, it's go, and you have to shoot. And this year was a little unique for us, where some of the only things you can do in advance are build your team and then scout locations. You can kind of look for places because you have to have locations, but you don't know what you're shooting, so you have to have a variety of locations. For instance, we had a hotel, we had a pizza place, we had a bar, we had a restaurant, we had a church. These were all possible options for us going into the weekend. And as we brainstormed on Friday, it really became clear where we were going to head, what we were going to do. And then Saturday, the filming process. The nice thing is, for us this year, it was probably the smoothest year. I don't know if it was because it was the smallest team I've ever worked on, but it was so smooth. Nothing seemed stressed, even though we had stressful moments. I loved it. This was the best year, best experience I've ever had.
How many years have you done this now, Doug?
Since 2009. So, Okay. Yeah, this is my 6th film challenge.
And Maki, did I hear you right? This was the 7th year, did you say, that you've done this?
Yes. I started in 2007 and took a break in 2011 to actually film a feature film up in Cincinnati. But apart from that, I've done it every year since 2007.
So, Maki, what drew your attention? What made you say, I really want to do this? Back when you started.
Yeah, you know, it was actually my first foray into filmmaking. And so it was an opportunity to, I'm a writer by trade, and to direct a film was a great challenge. And the fun thing about the 48 is you can get a minimal time commitment, but maximum interest level from your team members, because they're only taking a couple days away from their lives to do this. So for us, every year, we've been able to get a higher quality of team member, because, you know, they're professionals, and usually they get paid to do these things. And so that's been the beauty for us, is it's kind of almost a boot camp. It's a way to refine your skills. It's a way to really see, can we make a really fun, great piece of film in 2 days. And that challenge alone, every year, the reason I keep coming back is because I love the competition. I love the camaraderie. There's so many other filmmaking teams that I'm friends with, and I've built relationships. And there's a lot to the 48 that has been very enjoyable for me.
Yeah, it's same here, Maki. I mean, we, our my original team that I started with, we come from the performer background. We, the team, name of my team is Queen City Improv Players. We are all improvers. We're all performers, where for us, it's that spontaneity, that in the moment. And the nice thing about the 48 is you can script it. But if you have the ability to play off of each other, if you have the ability to work off of each other, you have that flexibility when you're filming to make, you know, on-site adjustments. And that's what I'm a big fan of. I love when I have chemistry with this with my team, when we really do just get it and we work really well off of each other and the ideas just fly. Now, sometimes you have the ones you got to rein in. he knows. Without a doubt, I love that camaraderie, just like Maki said. Of the team really coming together for this common goal and everybody working as hard as they can in a very short amount of time. And thankfully for me as a performer and a writer, I don't have to do the edit. Micah, our director, who is our editor, he's phenomenal, and he's the one that is truly the hero. Because, I mean, that editor, that's where that movie is built. It truly is, because they have to take all that information we gave them and cut it down into that allotted amount of time that they give us.
Maki, can you put it in perspective? You're creating an 8-minute short film in about 2 days' time. Now, in the real world, in a normal world, how long would you usually take to make a short film like that?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, a lot of the times, and Doug even alluded to this earlier, when part of my process, even in making 48-hour films, is pre-production. And, you know, you're looking for locations. You're making sure you're covering your bases. You maybe have a few key props. You know, if you have a horse farm, well, if we get Western, we better get some, you know, some outfits, some Western-type outfits, because we have horses, you know, or whatever it is. A lot of the times when you're making a short film that's not in the 48, I think you can do too much. I know some people who have done short films and they've spent 6 months working on a short film that they ended up showing to a couple of their friends in the basement, you know. But with the 48, you have 2 days, you make it, and then it gets to screen at a theater and has the potential to go on not only to screen at Filmapalooza, where this year there was 126 different cities worldwide represented, but then those top 10 or 12 got to go screen at Cannes, you know. So there's all this extra added bonus to doing the 48 rather than just writing a short film and filming it.
Doug, is this kind of a do or die kind of thing? Is that why it works?
In so many words, it absolutely is. Do or die to the extreme. For instance, you have until 7:30 on Sunday to drop your film off at the designated spot for each city in order for it to go in for judging. Now, not everybody makes that. Out of the 32 this year, and Kat can speak better to this when she arrives, I believe 24 are going on for judging. But we're still going to screen 30 films because you can still drop off and still be screened and still get audience award. So the do or die, absolutely. I missed a deadline 3 years ago. We missed the judging deadline. We got it in, but we weren't able to be judged. We weren't.
How
able
much
to
did you miss it by?
That was not a good season. It was not a good year. I think Thursday, we missed it by. So it was rough. It was we pulled, and Maki can probably, I don't know if he had the fortune of pulling this genre. We pulled musical, and we didn't.
Ooh.
And we didn't have the foresight to throw it back. We had the confidence. We had the writers. We had creative people. We had the singers. We just. 2020 hindsight's amazing.
That's a tough genre to do.
We missed.
Oh, boy. We'll continue our conversation about the 48-hour film project, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us to talk about the 48-hour film project are Kat Steele, executive director of the Cincinnati Film Festival and producer of the Cincinnati 48-hour film project, Doug Ziegler, director of Queen City Improv Players and 48-hour film project team, QCIP, and Maki Dapp, writer and director, Paper Ghost Pictures, winner of the 2014 Nashville 48-hour film project that was selected among the top 10 internationally to screen in Cannes. You can join the conversation, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And let's hear some more. This is from Motke's Paper Ghost Pictures.
Hey, you fell asleep watching TV again.
Did I?
No, I moved you in here in the middle of the night.
It's so strong.
Have you seen my keys? Are you getting ready for work today?
Thinking about it.
Okay.
Maki, tell us the story behind that one.
Yeah, that's the film that we just had that screened at Cannes a week or two ago. And it's about a guy who's stuck in a rut in life and gets this strange box that when he flips a switch on it, it takes him into a parallel universe and allows him to explore maybe lives that he would or wouldn't have had he made different choices. And yeah, that's kind of the heart of it.
Hmm. Now, that of course, you did that in 48 hours. Did it surprise you that you're able to come up with something that quickly? And it's decent. It works.
Yeah. You know, it always surprises me when we write something and then everybody gets it and then we make it and everybody's proud. Like that, for whatever reason, that magic of filmmaking, and I think it even goes beyond the 48, just if you can find people to join together and really put their time and attention and energy into something and make something, you know, great or good even, that's magic. That's why we do it.
Doug, are you surprised by how this all just comes together and how it just flows so well?
When I first started, absolutely, I thought it was a magic trick, because it's such a challenge to do this within 48 hours. And your first year, you make those rookie mistakes. But just like Maki said, I mean, for me, it is, we do this for the creative process, to put something new out there in the world, you know, whether we do it live on stage or in the 48, there's no feeling like it. That's why I do it every year. It's why I keep coming back, because it's the best feeling.
Kat, give me the rundown. I mean, it's pretty impressive. In the 15-year history of the 48-hour film project, how many competitions, how many films, how many filmmakers have been involved in this whole thing? It's pretty amazing when you hear these numbers.
Definitely. This year, there are over 130 cities competing internationally in this project, and there have been over 900 competitions since 2001, our first year, when it was founded by Liz Langston and Mark Rupert in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. And what are the prizes like in this? I mean, are they pretty substantial?
Yes, actually, each city is kind of in charge of creating their own prize package, and I like to make a special filmmakers prize package for our teams every year. So our city winner is going to get a rental prize package from the camera department, from Midwest Grip and Electric, from a free rental of the 20th Century Theater, and software package, and also a trophy, and we'll get to go to the next Filmapalooza, which is probably be in LA, which is where it was last year.
It sounds really, really neat. Now, we had a tweet from Bill. He wanted to know, how is the 48-hour project different from the College Movie Fest? Who would like to field that?
Well, College Movie Fest kind of came about after the former leader of the 48-hour, which was Chris Strobel at NKU. He founded the College Movie Festival. That takes place over 6 weeks, and that has a lot of input from professionals in the industry in order for the students to actually create their films and make them better. So there's usually about 14 schools that compete in that, or departments, I should say, that compete in that every year.
Hey, Maki, was this the first time you've been to Cannes with a film, or have you been before?
No, it was my first time.
Well, describe that whole experience. That had to be just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. It's kind of a whirlwind to think how we even got there, because it all started at Filmapalooza. And when you go to Filmapalooza, you know, like I said, 126 different cities last year competed. 96 or 93 something cities were actually in LA, and we got to meet people from all over the world. And you're screening and you're watching all of these great 40, and these were all the winners. Like, these are the best of the best, and you're there with them, and it's exciting, and you're watching it, and you're meeting these other filmmakers, and you're having conversations. And when we found out we were chosen to go to Cannes, you know, it was so surreal. And all of a sudden, everybody on my team that was there was like, "Well, I'm going to Cannes. Well, I'm going to Cannes." And I'm like, "Really? You're going to fly to France?" And okay, yeah, let's talk about this. And the fun thing is that our team, me and Ryan Hartsock, the executive producer on this, and he's my business partner with Paper Ghost Pictures, we decided, let's make a feature film. Let's go over there. Let's go to Iceland. Let's go to France, and let's film part of a feature film to kind of get our next thing going. Because we had 13 at the time, 13 people decided they wanted to go and watch our film at Cannes. So we basically had a film crew. So we said, hey, let's go make a feature film. And so we filmed about 10 or 15% of a feature film while we were over there, as well as getting to see our film screen twice at the Cannes Film Festival.
That's fantastic. All right, Motke, I have to ask you real quick, because I've never been. Is it Cannes or is it Con? Do they correct you over there?
It's Cannes. It's like Cannes and Ken. You try to say Cannes and Ken at the same time.
Right.
Like
that's what I've heard. Yeah. A combination of Cannes and Ken is the correct way to say it. And, of course, the only thing that will come out of my mouth is Cannes. I can't quite get the Ken part to go there. But we had a tweet from Ryan who wanted to know that from Motke and from Doug, what are you planning to do next?
Go to the world premiere of my film on Sunday at the Thompson House.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say I'm going to Disneyland or something like that. No.
If my kids were here, I probably would.
Motke, what about you?
Yeah, we are deep into that feature film I was telling you about. It's called Other Versions of You, and it's another parallel universe love story. We kind of I've been working on this script for 4 years, and when we did Contrary to Likeness, it was kind of me testing out the parallel universe thing a little bit on film, and now we're making a feature film, and otherversionsofyou.com, and you can find out more there.
We're talking about the 48-hour film project with Kat Steele, Doug Ziegler, and Motke Dapp. Thanks to Robin Black for listening to 91.7 WVXU today. Kat, this is all first come, first serve, right, as far as who can compete in this?
Right.
How fast does this fill up?
Well, we have registration open about a month and a half before the actual event. The registration costs vary from $140 to $175. As you get closer, of course, it goes up in price. We get about between 20 and 40 teams. This year we had 32, and only 30 of them are going to be screening. Sometimes what happens is people get knee-deep in the weekend, they get caught up, and they don't like something about their film. So sometimes they'll drop out, unfortunately, and that always makes me sad when they have to do that. But I always try to encourage them to just turn it in so that you can have it screened on Sunday. Even then, you'll get the opportunity to be in front of an audience, you know, get that reception, and possibly get an audience choice award. And then after this weekend, we are also having our awards event. So our top 10 films selected from those 24 on-time films will go on to be selected for awards, and that's July 8th at the 20th Century Theater.
Okay. Doug, tell us a little bit more about the judging process. Who does it? What's it like? And from what Kat's saying, this is going to go on for about a month, isn't it?
The screening of all the films are going to be on Sunday, starting at 3 o'clock. There's three different groups this year because of the amount of entries. And there are a lot of different awards that you can go up for. Obviously, there's Best of the City, and that's what goes on for the national competition. Again, my director last year, he won that, which was fantastic. There's everything from the elements, best use of character, best use of prop, best in genre. So there are a lot of different great awards that you can win. That doesn't just have to be Best of the City. And then there is the audience award, which is great, especially for those films that didn't make it in time for judging, they still have that opportunity to be screened in front of a live audience. And that's what I love about it. I told them we didn't make that 1 year for judging, but there was no way we weren't going to complete it. There was no way we weren't going to hand something in, because otherwise the weekend is for naught. So for us, we were very proud to have that in, even though it wasn't going to go in for judging. As far as the judges, I don't know who they are, because otherwise I would have to go and influence them.
Is that a secret, Kat?
That's a top secret. I can't be doing that. I can't divulge that information.
Can't say anything about that one.
And the great thing is, too, the city winner not only does get to go to the Filmapalooza, like last year when it was in L.A., it was at Grauman's Chinese Theater, which is a pretty cool experience to be able to screen in there. And then it also gets to screen at the Cincinnati Film Festival as well in September.
You know, Kat, with all the creative people, the really great creative people we have here in Cincinnati, how does our area do as a whole in this competition?
Actually, twice, maybe even three times, we've had films that have gone on to go screen at Cannes. So we do fare pretty well. Everybody seems to enjoy the films from Cincinnati. So it's always fun to get to be able to go out there and experience it and meet the other filmmakers.
You know, if somebody's a filmmaker and they haven't participated in this before and they think, wow, that sounds really neat, I'd like to be involved in this. Mm-hmm. What kind of time frame should they be looking at? When should they expect the next round to begin for this? And then I got to get my registration in and get to work.
Right, right. We try to stick around May to kind of get around the end of the school year for like extra credit projects for high school or for college projects. We also gives us a little bit more time between that and the Cincinnati Film Festival, too. So,
Monkey, would you...
And don't forget, there are other cities
yes.
You can go to and compete in. So we have a lot of people from Cincinnati come here, and there was a team at Filmapalooza this year from France, and they competed in five different cities in France and won four of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. That's really impressive. Yeah. Maki, would you say it's a good experience? You keep doing it, so you probably would advise others, if you haven't tried it, try it, right?
Oh, I'm a huge advocate. And, you know, I had some really great conversations with Mark and Liz, the two founders at Filmapalooza, and hung out with Liz a little bit in Cannes, which was very surreal. But I'm a huge advocate of the 48. I think it's such a great way to see if you want to even be a filmmaker. I mean, you spend $150, you split that 5, 10, 15, 20 ways, and then you make a film and try it. I mean, it's great.
And the great thing is, too, you can use that film and submit it to other film festivals, too. So there are over 5,000 festivals in the world, and you can send that film to whatever film festival you'd like to compete in.
Motke, you had other people
film
pay?
2 years ago. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, you had other people pay the registration? I thought that was my job as
fair.
The producer.
we told everyone, our group always says, hey, if you're pitching $20, we'll cover food, we'll cover registration, And
nice.
It's you know, they're going to pay for three meals anyway, so $20,
Kat, Doug, and Motke, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you, Mark.
Kat Steele, Executive Director of the Cincinnati Film Festival and producer of the Cincinnati 48-Hour Film Project. Doug Ziegler, Director of Queen City Improv Players and 48-Hour Film Project Team, QCIP. And Maki Dapp, Writer and Director, Paper Ghost Pictures, winner of the 2014 Nashville 48-Hour Film Project.